Welcome to Face to Face. Sometimes planning the most beautiful wedding can run into an obstacle. And the obstacle in this case was a guy named Harvey. Hurricane Harvey. Brad Kisner and his daughter, Sarah Holland, recount Sarah's wedding plans and their ultimate success.
So we were planning a wonderful wedding, and it was going to be a grand affair. Why did we have to start that early, and what was the reason for the date that we selected?
We selected August 26th because that was our anniversary when we were freshmen in high school. Trace asked me to be his girlfriend on August 26th, and a few years later when we were in college, he had asked me if we could get married on that same day so that he wouldn't have to remember another date. So I looked at the calendar and saw that in 2017 that it fell on a Saturday, so I put it in my phone about 4 years ago, and it's just stuck.
This is going to be really great, even in the summertime, because it's going to have a nice, cool breeze. We carefully planned the time so the sun would go down, and we would have an indoor space and outdoor space, and we started putting the wedding and the reception, all those plans in place.
Saturday,
we began to get word that there was a tropical depression down in the Gulf of Mexico, way far south. It wasn't going to be a big deal. Maybe a little rain. And the weather, oh well, it might rain a little bit. And we had an alternate plan to move everyone inside. We talked with the art center. We knew how we could arrange the whole building and use the whole inside of the building and not have to worry, even if it was raining. And at 4 in the morning, this is when it all fell apart. Our phone alerts went off that they had officially said that it was now a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico with anticipated landfall in 48 hours in Corpus Christi area.
We didn't think we were going to go anywhere. We didn't think we were going to leave Corpus. We thought we were just going to bunker down and stay. And then as it got a couple of hours later, it was like the category kept getting higher and higher, and it was coming straight for Corpus. And we were like, no, we can't stay.
What are we going to do? I had an idea. And so I called my wife, Jane, and I said, I have an idea. And she said, I remember clearly, she said, it's already taken care of.
My brother had called me, and he had told me that they were going to stay at a close family friend of ours' lake house near Fort Worth on Possum Kingdom Lake. The whole time I just kept thinking, I have to get married on Saturday, which was the 26th, because that was our day.
We didn't actually get to leave town until about 4 o'clock. As we drove, we began to call our friends, and they began to say, okay, we'll help you later on. We just learned it was all meant to be, or it was all just worked out amazing. Everybody did a job, and it was like, okay, we have 48 hours to make this happen. All of these friends of ours just pitched in.
It was just crazy.
And the thing I'll never forget then, as you all drove away, a huge rainbow came out in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like everything was...
Yeah.
All right. So we all made our way home, though, on
Monday.
Mm-hmm. With memories that we'll never forget.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think that at Thursday morning when we heard it was a hurricane, I didn't think that I was going to have a wedding.
And it turned out to be a remarkable wedding put on by remarkable people.
Mother Nature can sometimes throw you a vicious curve, but with good friends and a great backup plan, it all works out well and creates a very special memory. Face to Face.